3, or Don't Let High School Slow You Down. You have to take care of 3 things: yourself, your education, and your future. Allow me to explain, and let us start from the very end. You have to build a series of startups until some of them start sticking and, well, start making money for you. Startups are hard when done wrong, yes. They are quite impossible if all you want is the money. A good startup idea is generating fresh AI music almost daily for gym rats that want a specific BPM and number of drops in their song. You will need to set up a website, charge maybe $5 per silver membership, and maybe upload all your songs to a video site to share, to advertise, or even to avoid data fees. This needs to be reliable, daily, automated, and interesting, and above all, and you better listen to this one, you are not allowed to work. Period. Take a deep breath and listen carefully. Manually operated companies are a thing of the past. Your company must be operated by an artificial intelligence. The Hendrix Hotel from Altered Carbon is a neat example. Times have changed. Most online services should be AI operated. And don't be gloomy about any of this. AI is your friend. You are meant to live in the future. Don't let anybody slow you down. Don't let anybody drag you down. The future is yours, and it belongs to you. Now, the second thing. You cannot cram in school. That is not education. That is trickery. And no, you did not invent cramming. Your teacher coerced you into it. It's a trick. It's just theater. You are not allowed to memorize without comprehension, as that will destroy your future. You are not going to be able to build or automate anything that way. You are many things, and a reader, speaker, writer, arithmetician is the least of it. But being able to read, speak, write, and do basic arithmetic helps to get to the next level. Without those things, you are stuck. It sucks. Learning numbers and letters when we are kids is no fun. But do you regret it today? No. Such is the case with programming as well. School and nerds just presented programming as special, but it's actually a fundamental to our future. It is just how you control machines, how you automate the AI to run your companies. Living without being able to write computer programs is exactly like living without knowing how to read and write. It is a massive and unethical handicap. You must learn programming without complaint. Learn the language of the web, because whatever other language you start with first will still call for learning JavaScript so that you can publish on the web. But again, we are living in the future. With AI tricks such as transpilation, JavaScript is actually more than enough. Just go to a bookstore and get a JavaScript cookbook. Get a paper version. That way, you can bring it with you everywhere, including on adventures. If something confuses you, just ask the artificial intelligence. The rest of your education is found in narrated books held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals. Always listen to your books as you walk your long adventure trails. Get serious about this. Try going hiking this week, next week for sure. Pick a beautiful book and absorb it. We are natural, born story listeners. Pretty adventure and narrated books are something indescribable. They just go together so well. And now we arrive at the third thing. If you fail to take care of your body, you won't live long enough to enjoy the fruits of your inventions. From now on, and for the rest of your insanely long life, you have to make running a 5K almost a daily thing. Use the Couch to 5K program to get started, and maybe make one of your earliest startups about an AI that generates music for jogging at all speeds. Don't worry, you don't need to become a bodybuilder, but you do have to live the life of an athlete. Do not push this to another day. It will only get harder. Life gets complicated as you go. Focus on jogging and working out today. Finally, your aim must be to grow all the way up until you become a great being. This is where you gain the ability to read people, be it to see their lies or help them complete their thoughts. Becoming a great being is also a contract that you hold with your older self. That is the one person you should never disappoint, as their regrets will, in great part, unravel you. Get serious about your life, about your education, about your future, and about your body. Become an adventurer, a gadfly and a philosopher, an artist and a designer, a composer and a programmer, a leader and a force of nature. Aim to cater to each of your noblest curiosities and rise to no end in sight.